A new report from the Cutler Institute of the Muskie School of Public Service is taking a closer look at how school suspension rates, youth homelessness, and involvement in the criminal justice and child welfare systems affect kids in their communities. It's part of the Institute's mission of helping policymakers improve outcomes for young people in Maine. The report, From Pipelines to Place-Based Strategies for Maine's Older Youth, analyzes public data by county. Mara Sanchez is one of the authors of the report. She says Androscoggin County emerged as a microcosm for the rest of Maine.
It seemed to have show so many of the obstacles that Maine is facing in general were showing up in Androscoggin County. Lots of counties had their own highlights and lowlights. Like, for example, in Cumberland County, I was surprised at the low report rates to DHHS, to Child Protective Services. Another county that surprised me was Kennebec County, had the highest homelessness rate for the state of Maine. Again, I thought that would be Cumberland. You know, it's funny how as researchers we have our biases, but Kennebec actually had the highest rate. It was 1.05% compared to 0.72%, which is the state average. And that sounds like a really low number, I know, but when you're talking about homelessness, you're talking about children being homeless. So the difference in percentage could be tens and 20s, you know, 50 kids. Oxford County had the lowest rate of referrals. Actually, a number of counties had pretty low rates of referrals to the youth justice system, which was really exciting to me to think about how are these counties protecting their young people from justice system involvement. Lincoln County had the lowest suspension rate. It just makes you think, hey, what's happening in Lincoln County? How can that perhaps be a source of information for other counties who are struggling maybe with their suspension rates? Or what could we be doing differently to prevent this high educational pushout?
So if Androscoggin County is kind of a mini Maine,
yeah.
what indicators were you struck by that made you feel that way? And also, what were the positives?
You know, these indicators that we chose to represent what our environments are looking like and whether or not there's adversity in those environments. The Androscoggin environment seemed like there was a lot of adversity that young people were facing, and it was showing up by young people showing up in systems. And so for us, that really creates it's a microcosm of when young people face adversity and they can either get into trouble with the law, or they can get sucked into the child welfare system, or they are homeless, or they need extra services. But again, Androscoggin, there's a lot of young people who are coming out of that county and succeeding. And so what is happening to protect young people there, and what more could be done not only there but across the state of Maine, where we could learn the lessons from that county and apply it to other counties that might be finding similar issues.
When we talked earlier, you mentioned the suspension rate in
yes.
Androscoggin
yeah.
County.
Mm-hmm.
Why is suspension such a significant thing?
There's a lot of research that connects educational disengagement with poor life outcomes. When I've spoken to people who are at Long Creek or have had involvement in the criminal justice system, which is something that nobody wants, I would probably, 100% say they've been suspended. I mean, there's always that connection. So for me, this is one of the main pipelines that we can do something to disrupt.
One thing that's in the report that kind of struck me was that it says that, you know, adverse events that happen to people also happen to communities.
Yes.
And I thought that was an interesting way to look at this data.
Yeah. The concept of adverse childhood experiences is one that many people are familiar with. I was really delighted to discover the idea of adverse community environments being another ACE that we should be thinking of, and that our communities can be adverse environments for young people, but many young people are able to overcome and have resiliency, and many communities are able to protect their young people. And that just raises the question of why, how can we replicate?
Mara Sanchez is a researcher at the Cutler Institute. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Again, Mara Sanchez of the Muskie School's Cutler Institute. speaking about a new report that'll be used to craft policies to help at-risk youth in Maine. You can link to the report and see the countywide snapshots at mainepublic.org.